If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Computer Hardware has done that, Zip. Lincoln, just south of 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. They are Nebraska's Apple Store. Watches, phones, computers. Just go say hi to Trip. He's a nice guy. He's our friend.
Trip is a nice guy.
He can fix all your Apple products and help you out. And buying new stuff, that's Computer Hardware, just south of 70th and O in Lincoln. Also, Kearney, Hastings, and GI. But Trip is in Lincoln, not the other ones.
Right. What is today? Today, Wednesday.
Today is October 16th, by the way. Quick shout out, personal shout out to my niece, Everly. 5 years old today. Turns five.
Hold
that's
on.
Taylor's daughter. You know Taylor?
Oh, God, yes.
You know Taylor.
I can't put all this together in my head.
You know Taylor.
Taylor's got a daughter.
He's got and a son. And
Taylor?
Taylor's got a son. Daughter named Everly. It's her fifth birthday today. And Emmett will turn two in January.
Okay, Everly.
Everly.
And again, age again?
She turns five today.
Wow. Wow. So is she in kindergarten?
No, she'll be in kindergarten next year.
Next year. Yeah, that'd be about right.
So happy birthday to her.
Taylor. Taylor's got
boys. And tomorrow is my fifth anniversary.
Really?
Yes. So we got back-to-back big days.
Those are big days.
That's big
days. I'm not going to ask you what you're doing. I don't need to know.
I will not be doing anything because everybody's gone. I'll be working tomorrow.
Is your wife gone?
No, she's here. She will be here to enjoy the anniversary.
That would be odd.
We'll watch Nebraska, Minnesota, and you know whatever. We'll figure it out stuff down the road.
Yeah, well, I don't need to know everything.
You don't.
Right.
So thank
you. That's good. Good job.
Okay. You have one segment with us before we head out.
Then
to
I
got to
head out. Yes. Yeah.
I saw this yesterday, and I don't frankly understand this, but so maybe you can help me out.
I can help you.
USA Today reports that Florida's Billy Napier could be fired by as soon as this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, it's apparently Florida AD Scott Strickland apparently met with a handful of influential boosters on Tuesday and was told that continuing financial support depends on, quote, a new direction within the football program, end quote.
Huh.
If you are told that and he wins this weekend and goes on a run, which is possible for Florida, they have a good enough defense that's possible. Okay. Why would you just let this get awkward and not just do it now? If your AD was told that, if this report is true by USA Today that that Strickland was told by boosters that they need a new direction within the football program, and if Billy Napier wins this weekend and wins again.
Go to their schedule.
Okay, here's their schedule.
The two questions. Now, hold on. Before you get to the schedule, there's a couple key questions.
Thank you.
How influential are the boosters? That's number one. Number two is, man, USA Today, that's aggressive reporting. That's aggressive.
It is. So Florida hosts Mississippi State this weekend.
Okay.
Host. Florida is 2-4. They're 9.5-point favorites for the 3:15 p.m. game against Mississippi State.
Okay.
Then, again, if they win that game, you can't fire them because they host Florida. They host Georgia next week. If they were to beat Georgia, you can't fire them then.
Okay, keep going.
You know
going.
What I'm saying? Okay, yeah. Then they will go to Kentucky, who's not very good.
Uh-huh.
So there's a path to them being 5-4
okay.
with this report out there because Georgia is not Georgia. They're not a scary team. Georgia's good. They're not dominant Georgia like they have been in years past. They should have lost to Auburn.
There's a couple things that come to mind. The decision can't be dependent, I don't think, on a week-to-week assessment.
Agreed.
Right?
That's why if he's not the future, then
do
why
it now.
Would you make him potentially get on a run here and win games?
You're
and
suggesting make it awkward? Do it now.
Yes.
I don't mind that suggestion.
Because now you're motivated to say, all right, oh, I'm not the answer. Watch this. I could beat Mississippi State. We could upset Georgia. We could beat Kentucky. Then they go to Ole Miss. Winnable game. Tough game, but winnable. Then they host Tennessee. Then they close against Florida State. They're 2-4. They could get to 7 wins if things go right for Florida.
All right. It's hard. I mean, you're right. We've seen this at Nebraska, by the way, with Solich when they beat Colorado. And, you know, Nebraska one in Boulder, and then they had to fire. Then they fired him, and they were the brass was white faced that day. Now, God dang,
yes, you told,
Now this is a little different because it's in season. That USA Today report is a pain in the you know what for that AD.
Yes,
because now it's out.
I'm pulling up again right here.
That is a pain for the AD. That and it's good. It's good reporting. It's an excellent job by USA Today. That's you don't see that all that often. You know that, right?
No,
you don't see that kind of report all that often. That boosters have met with the AD and are pushing for a firing. That suggests to me that a booster leaked it on purpose to further the cause of getting Napier out.
So here's the start of the article from USA Today. It says, Florida AD Scott Strickland met with a handful of influential boosters Tuesday and was told, hey guys, Jake Sorensen, did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Continuing financial support depends on new direction within the football program. Three people with direct knowledge of the situation told USA Today Sports.
Three people.
And it says, the people who spoke on the condition of anonymity to protect the ongoing process said embattled Florida coach Billy Napier could be fired as soon as this weekend. One thing is certain, he will not survive another loss.
It sure strikes me as boosters strong-arming the situation completely. Not only, I mean, going, this it just strikes me this way. That, I mean, who leaked this story to USA Today? Yep. My guess is it was a booster or two. For all I know, it was three boosters. Those are the three guys. Because they want Napier out. We got to get this out to the public. Oh, God, that's SEC, man. And then the other issue with this, Jake, is what I would have an issue with if I was a Florida fan. Who's running the program here? Yep. Are the boosters running it?
I mean, that's a big problem everywhere in football, though, sports.
100%.
Because money talks more than ever before.
Right. I mean, this is an informative conversation for ADs everywhere. Who's running it? Who's running the program?
So Strickland declined comment for this story.
I bet he did.
It says, this, unlike other speculation about Napier's job status, is an important and direct connection to last year's near firing of Napier. It was then that the same Florida boosters were ready to pay Napier's large buyout, but were held off by Strickland and convinced to use that money in NIL space to help Napier's build out.
Oh, this is really interesting.
This is very
I don't think he's going to be able to hold him off.
The boosters are pissed. The boosters want him out.
So the boosters didn't get it done last year and are saying, we're getting it done this
year. Well, Strickland said, listen, that money you want to pay him out, let's use that for NIL to help this team be better.
But you know what will happen if he keeps Napier. They'll say, well, we're not giving you your NIL money. No. So good luck. Good luck.
That's why I'm saying, yeah, it appears he will not be there, but
no.
I just gave you a path for them to go to win five of their last six games.
Oh, if they
it's
beat Georgia.
Very feasible.
Yeah, they can beat Georgia.
Yes.
You got to go now. You just figured it out pretty well.
You cannot allow him to get on a heater if he's not a part of the future.
You got to go now. You got to pull the trigger now. You're right. I agree 100%.
Like,
if you don't think he is, you can't let him win these next three.
If you don't have this commentary from the boosters saying this, and they're saying, well, right, no, they're saying it's over. We're done with him. You can't let him win any more games.
Well, now,
as much as that's unfair to him, it's just that's where they're at.
The only pushback would be, even if they won the three, I think most people would, I don't know. Like, it'd be a national story. Okay, Napier just won three, including a win against Georgia, and you're firing him?
Yep. Yeah, that's no, what they got to do, do now. Yeah, don't let it get awkward.
You can't do that, I don't think.
If he's not a part of your future, you just do it now to avoid any sort of weirdness going forward.
Yeah, I don't... Winning matters, and the here and now matters. But if you're assessing a coach, you don't say, okay, well, if he wins this game, we'll keep him. If he loses
it.
Now,
no
here's
way
the thing,
to,
though.
There's no,
this
way,
is
to
no way to live. But remember when Callahan was here, Osborne basically laid out a plan that you can survive if you do this, if you win X amount of games. If you win this amount of games, we'll consider it. If you win this amount of games, probably no go.
Yeah.
That's how that worked.
No.
That's how that worked. I don't know.
Stipulations are really difficult.
I know. These are tricky conversations. But by and large, I'm not a game-to-game guy in assessing a coach. If you don't think he has it, he doesn't have it.
No. It's time to change it up.
That's so weird. It's weird, though.
But here's what's odd, though. If they were to fire him somehow before the game, and we just gave the schedule, what if the interim coach wins all his games and wins six in a row? You can't just hire that guy.
Well, no, you can control that as an AD. You can put somebody that the public and you would judge as, this guy can't be a head coach. Like what Penn State did. The guy they put in the interim. Penn State goes on a run, you can't.
He's not a viable candidate.
So don't put a viable candidate in there.
Let me ask you, is Tim Skipper viable at at UCLA, though?
I don't think so. I mean, no. I don't know his record or background that well, but the fact I don't know his background that well probably tells you all you need to know.
Okay.
Hey, you can control, as an AD, you can control that part. Don't put a viable candidate in there.
You are off to Minneapolis. We might hear from you tomorrow on the stream, it sounds like.
Yeah, we'll talk about that today.
We will. All right. Safe travels to Minneapolis.
Thank you, Jake.
Enjoy your barbecue and steak today. And
congratulations on your marriage.
That tomorrow's the anniversary, not today. Yeah. This is the eve of the anniversary.
Yeah, well, well, we can do that tomorrow,
too. Yes. The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.